Had a change round in the order of things due to the way technology was playing up, but everything will be fitted in eventually. The times, they are a-changing. Obviously a reference to a Bob Dylan song, which you may have heard of, you may not, I don't know. It's a song with five verses in it. The first verse talks about a time of changing circumstances. The second verse talks about a change of fortune. Third verse, a change of political process. He obviously made political points in a lot of his songs. Fourth verse, a change in a way of doing things. And the last verse is on about a change of order altogether. The basic idea is that things change. Things do not stay the same. Many years ago, an ancient Greek called Heraclitus said, "The only thing that is constant is change." Or to put it in the sort of modern parlance, change is here to stay. Ecclesiastes 3 says this: there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. And Romans 13:11 says this: do this, understand the present time. Understand the present time. The original language that was used in Romans was Greek. And there's two words in Greek, New Testament Greek, ancient Greek, for time. The first word is chronos, chronometer. That's where we get the idea from. And the other one is kairos. Chronos relates to hours, minutes, seconds, days, months, the sort of linear progression of time. That kairos talks about a season. So we'd say, what time of year is it? We don't want to know that it's sort of quarter to seven on a March evening. Well, we'd say, well, at the moment, it's still winter. Yeah? So if somebody said, you know, what sort of time are we in? You'd say, well, winter. You wouldn't say Sunday night. And the word that Paul uses here is kairos. In other words, what he's saying is understand the season, understand the situation as it is at the moment. We need to understand the seasons as a body of believers. I work in Sheffield and there's constant roadworks going on. Improvements, developments and such like. Roads are changed, roads are turned around. I know Gary's nodding because he's experiencing the same sort of thing. But in any city, in any large place, you'll experience there's a change. Sort of priorities will change from one thing to another. Roads that were two-way will convert to one-way. Roads will get closed, roads will get diverted and such like. And as you're there, sort of day by day, you see the bollards go up, the lights go up, the significance obviously occurs to you, there's going to be a change here. And you go with it. It's just happening on a daily basis. But somebody comes into it fresh and they're lost. I used to be able to go over there, but now it's telling me I've got to go to the right. We had an amusing incident once when we were going to the Isle of Man. We had to go through Liverpool and they were developing the road so that you'd get a nice easy flow to the port. Except at this point, there was no easy way to the port. And our sat nav was saying go straight on, but the road literally stopped dead. And we were directed off to the left and we ended up going through the Mersey Tunnel twice because we didn't know where we were going. There was a change. The season had changed. A different development. We can try to bury our heads in the sand and ignore the changes, but that's not a wise thing to do because things will still go on. What are the voices of influence saying? What are the attitudes of the ordinary people? Because they change. We can see in our culture how things change, and we need to be aware of the season. How do we fit in? How do we influence? We need to understand personally there are seasons. We go through seasons in our lives. We're all changing. It's been estimated that there are some cells in the human body that will live no longer than 300 days. You are changing even as you sit here. Fortunately, some new cells are growing. Unfortunately for the older people, they're not growing fast enough. But we physically are changing. And you know, every now and again you might see an old photo of yourself and think, ooh, that's different. Or you might be like me sometime, you look in the mirror and think, who's that old bloke? But we grow and we develop. We acquire new skills, and sometimes we lose skills. Times when we lose things can be very frustrating. Physically wearing out. It can be exciting how things develop. What stage of life are we at? What season are we in? The seasons change for us. Emotionally, where are we? Because those seasons will change too. Sarah Groves wrote a song. It's called Painting Pictures of Egypt, and it's the idea of the Israelites coming out of Egypt. This is what it says. I don't want to leave here, but I don't want to stay. Feels like pinching to me either way. The places that I long for most are the places where I've been. They're calling out to me like a long-lost friend. It's not about losing faith. It's not about trust. It's more about comfortable when you move so much. And the place I had wasn't perfect, but I'd found a way to live. It wasn't milk and honey, but then neither is this. The past is so tangible. I know it by heart. Familiar things are never easy to discard. I was dying for some freedom, but now I hesitate to go. I'm caught between the promise and the things I know. I've been painting pictures of Egypt. I've been leaving out what it lacked. The future feels so hard, I actually want to go back. But the places that used to fit me cannot hold the things I've learned. Those roads were closed off to me when my back was turned. We need to understand that seasons change, and only God is changeless. Things won't be as they were, and things won't be even as they are. The things that are will change. Even though perhaps at the time there seems to be no end, they will change. The times, the seasons will change. Bad times will not last forever. And if you're having a good time, enjoy it, because guess what? It's coming to an end. And looking on it that way, you can think, well, this is pretty depressing, isn't it? You know, what have we got to look forward to? We have to look forward to the fact that even in the change, God is changeless. No matter what happens around, no matter what happens personally, no matter how things change, God does not change, and he is in control. Experiences that develop us and sometimes scar us, we can learn and profit from. Everything will change, but God never will. And remember this, that in Psalm 31, it's verse 15, it says this: my times or my seasons are in your hands. The times, they are a-changing.